Fuck. My god, honey. You really pumped me full of your cum this time. Guess I'm gonna have to finally wear panties if I don't want to make a mess everywhere. Come on, come on, honey. Pull out. Come on, please. I'm getting married in less than an hour. We're gonna be late. God. I can't believe I convinced that loser to choose you as his best man. And he still thinks we're just friends. It's too funny. I don't know how he didn't see anything. All those fuck sessions we had in his bed while he was at work. All those times I was supposed to be partying with friends and I came home with my holes full of your cum. All of those quickies we had in the kitchen while he was in the living room. Oh my god, do you remember that day when I made you cum in his plate and I mixed it with his food? Oh, it was so hard for me not to burst into laughter as I was watching him eat his, well, mac and cheese. Jamal and cheese. Anyway, as soon as I'm married, we won't have to hide a single thing anymore. And I'll be all yours. My so-called husband won't have any choice. With a couple of careful stock purchases, by getting married, I'll have access to 51% of his company. I'm rich, and I can fire him if I want. It was part of my condition to marry him. He thought it was about showing his eternal and unconditional love for me. You know, well, now that I think about it, maybe it'd be best if you just move in with me. Well, with us. Sure, we'll let him stick around. He can have the guest room. That way he can hear us fuck every night. But we'll talk about that later, okay? Come on, we've got to get going. We're going to be late. Oh my fucking god. Standing up, I can just feel your cum inside my pussy just splishing around. Yeah, I'm surprised it's not leaking down my thighs. Oh, fuck, it makes me so horny. Oh, I can't wait for my wedding night. I'm gonna drain your balls like never before. Let's go, my love. Come on. Oh, baby, it's been such a beautiful, perfect day. I'm so glad to be your wife. Well, I guess you want to enjoy your bride's pussy now, don't you? You naughty boy. Come on, put me on the bed. Now, take off your clothes. Every last bit. Wow, honey. You're already, really hard. No. Wait a minute, honey. Don't be so impatient. I want something special today. I know I've always told you I didn't like cunnilingus, but I think I want it for our wedding night. So, would you mind licking my pussy? Yes, yes, I love you too. So? Great. Let me lay back on the bed and pull off my panties. Come lick my cunt. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, like that. Yeah, get your tongue going. Oh, honey. Lick my pussy. Oh, you love it, don't you? Shove your tongue nice and deep inside me. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. But, oh, wait, why are you stopping? Is there a problem, honey? What? My pussy is really wet and you think it's cum? Of course it is, you fucking shithead. But why are you suddenly so upset about it? If you only knew how many times that cum has splashed about while you fucked me. Oh, well, it's true. You couldn't feel it with the rubber I made you wear after you got me pregnant. Anyway, didn't you see all that dried cum all over my stockings? My panties were far too small to contain that big load of thick cum my lover put inside my pussy before the wedding. And it's run down my thighs and tights during the whole ceremony. Aw, you look so surprised. Do you want to know who he is? Whose cum you've been tasting? Maybe you'd even like to see him. Well, I can make that happen. Come on in, Jamal. So, honey, do you believe Jamal and I are just friends? He looks so surprised. Oh, God, he's been fucking me for months. And you chose him as your best man. Oh, wait. Stay calm, honey. Stay calm. First, let's be honest. You do not measure up against Jamal. Oof, in any way. I mean, he's obviously stronger than you and sure to kick your ass. And while I've been dreaming of seeing that for a long time, don't give me that opportunity tonight. And don't forget to whom you're speaking. Since a few hours ago, I'm not only your wife, but I'm also your boss. So don't make a fuss if you don't want to lose your job. Oh, baby, you seem so angry. So frustrated. Whereas for me, this is the best day of my life. Free at last, free at last. I was so fed up to put up with you after all that time, and all I wanted was to spend my life with Jamal. But now I can have it all. You've got no choice. Okay, so Jamal's going to come live with us, and he's going to come on our honeymoon in the Bahamas, and you're going to pay for it. So I'd be grateful if you could make the calls tomorrow and change our bookings, take on an additional single room. I mean, that will be your room, of course. What? Oh, honey. No, of course not. You're never going to fuck me again. No, not even with a condom. Your pee-pee is so small, and I am always so afraid that the rubber's going to fall right off and he'll get me knocked up again. Ugh, my God, it was so disgusting to feel your weak genes growing inside my womb. Ugh, gross. By the way, babe, I never had a miscarriage. Do you understand? Getting the picture? That's right. I aborted it. Or rather, we aborted it. Yes, of course Jamal came with me to the clinic. It was so nice of him, wasn't it? We found a very kind doctor who agreed that Jamal could witness the procedure. She said it was quite a common thing that her patients come in the company of their lover to abort their husband's baby. And indeed, she really understood. I could tell. It made her laugh so much when I took my place on the bed with my stockings and my fuck-me shoes, and she saw that my pussy was leaking with Jamal's fresh cum. Oh, no, don't get mad at Jamal. It was me who insisted on getting fucked on the back seat of the car, right in the clinic's parking lot. I was so turned on, thinking I was about to get rid of your child. Ugh, anyway, the doctor said that sperm was like the best lube ever. And so while my pussy's full of Jamal's cum, she started the abortion. And the whole time Jamal was holding my hand, it was so romantic. She took all of her time to let me enjoy it. Right after the procedure, she left us in the room, saying with a wink that we obviously needed some intimacy and privacy. Well, it's true. that it wasn't very long before it wasn't Jamal's hand I had in mind, but rather... I mean, you cannot imagine it was so hot and dirty to watch on the sonogram your prat being beaten to a pulp and sucked out of my womb. Oh, it made me come so hard. I wanted the same for Jamal. You get it? Anyway, I took his beautiful cock in my mouth, and I made him come as soon as the doctor left. Oh my God, I still had my feet in the stirrups when he came. Oh, fuck. Remembering that is making me so wet. Maybe it's time to consummate this wedding, don't you think, Jamal? That's right. Come on, let me see your cock. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. You see that, you fucking loser? Do you really think you can compare to Jamal in any way? Especially that gorgeous, gorgeous cock. I mean... So fucking good. I love it. So big in my slutty mouth. Oh, you're crying. Frustrated, maybe? Good. I mean, it's such a relief for me to know I never again have to let your pathetic little boy's dick penetrate inside me. Oh, it was such a torture. I belong exclusively to this cock now, and well, looks like you're gonna be staying pussy free for quite some time. I'm gonna give you a nice wet cock, my love, so that you can fuck your naughty bride in the ass, okay? Please. I want to feel your big cock inside me. Fuck my little tight hole. Doggy style, so I can watch my wimp of a husband crying. Oh, come on. Let's do this. Oh. Oh, my fucking God. Yeah. Oh. Fuck, yes. Oh, fuck me balls deep. Yes. Yes, like that. Oh, it's so good. Fuck. Oh, yeah, it's so good. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Yeah. Oh, stuff your whore with your cum tonight. Every night and every day from now on, huh? Yeah. Yeah, while my hubby provides for all of our needs. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Are you happy with that? Oh, fuck, I am. Oh, God, your big cock feels so good in my ass. Oh, fuck, please don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh, yeah, keep pounding my ass. But, oh, my God. Oh, my God, look at him. Look at him. Look at my husband. He's fucking jerking off that little shrimp dick of his. You were right, honey. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I can't believe it. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. He's so ridiculous, isn't he? I suppose we'll have to get him a little cage for his penis. I can't have him making me laugh. While you fuck me. Oh, don't you think? I have to concentrate on this big, oh, beautiful cock of yours. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, come on. I'm gonna come. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Please, please. Come in my ass. Yeah, come in my ass. Fill me up. Oh, fill up your slut with me. Yes, yes, yes. That is a nice idea. We're gonna turn him into a sissy boy. At my disposal to serve me. And we're gonna start now, I think. Honey. Honey, It's over. Are you finished playing with that little dick of yours? Good. Come over here and clean up my ass. What do you mean? Of course I'm serious. Hurry up. It's your boss who's ordering you. Yeah, I know it's a little messy, honey, but I'm sure you're gonna love it. Go ahead, Jamal. Hold his head. That's it. Come on. Lick it all up. Lick it well. That's right. Such a good boy you are. Don't hesitate to put your tongue deep inside my ass. Such a nice cum cleaner. You see, Jamal? You don't even have to hold him anymore. So, you're done? Good. Did you like the taste of my shit mixed with my lover's cum? Of course you did. You see now, you do like cum, you filthy little faggot. And that's a good news for you, because this is only the beginning. Oh my God, we are gonna have such a good time in the Bahamas.